you've gone from one of the least hitter-friendly environments in the minor league baseball to perhaps the most friendly. How would you compare the Midwest League and Arizona Fall League?
It's a tough comparison. You're facing, you know, mostly guys that have been, you know, double A, triple A, some with some big league experience. So, you know, I think the experience from the pitcher's part is better here, but I think that when you get in an atmosphere where it's more of a showcase league instead of, you know, your regular season, guys have thrown 100 plus innings coming into this. You got starters coming out of the pen that, you know, have been starters their whole life. I think, you know, that puts, I guess, a disadvantage in the pitcher, you know, in the pitcher's standpoint. But, you know, I think for me it's been a great experience, you know, hitting wise, because you get to see how these experienced pitchers are coming after you and, you know, how they're trying to get you out, you know, in different situations. So, I mean, for me it's been a good learning experience. I think the comparison is, you know, it's a higher level of pitching, but, you know, you're seeing guys, you know, that you've never faced before. So at the same time, for me, it's a learning experience.
What are some of the pitchers you're doing that pitchers in the Midwest League didn't do?
You know, you see guys challenge with more fastballs, and you know, pitchers counts. I think you know, you guys are pitching smarter with guys on base. You know, they have their approach every time that you come up there, the same way you have an approach, and you know, you got to stick to your approach given the situation. But I think, you know, for the most part, they've done a pretty good job of, you know, I mean, I guess I've learned a lot just from watching what they do and, you know, being able to, you know, take every pitch and every at-bat for what it is and, you know, put it down in the memory bank and, you know, learn from it. So.
Your numbers don't show it, but have you been at all intimidated by this level of competition?
No, man, you know, intimidation is something that, you know, I don't really believe in. I mean, you know, there's obviously, you know, you're putting a position where I feel blessed. I'm honored to be here. You know, you're playing around some great guys. Guys are going to be in the big leagues next year, already been there. So, I mean, it's an honor to be here. But, you know, I'm the type of guy that whatever position I'm put in, I'm going to go out there and compete and, you know, believe that I can compete at every level, you know, every level that I'm at. So, you know, I wouldn't say there's an intimidation factor. I'd say, you know, it's been a good experience, and it's, you know, it's just been an honor to be here.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised to see that you were going to be playing in the AFL when the rosters were released. And this is your first full season of pro ball. You have to be exhausted.
You know, man, you're getting into November, and you know, you've been doing it for 11 months now. And, you know, it's great baseball down here. You know, you got great teammates, a great atmosphere. And, you know, it's made it a lot easier to play 11 months straight than, you know, your usual high school season of 27 games, and you go play 60 summer games. So, I mean, it's been an experience in its own. You know, everything here has been an experience for me, especially my first full season. You know, you throw winter ball on top of that. It's been a lot of fun, but it's been a long season. So,
what are some of the things you guys do around here for fun?
I mean, you know, we hang out. We have our barbecues on the weekend and hang out with the guys after the game. I got some good buddies that are down here going to school and stuff, so I've been able to spend some time with them. Had a lot of family and friends that, you know, have come down here to watch me play, and also I have family that lives down here too. So I've been able to have a lot of fun down here, along with, you know, coming out here and playing every day. So,
and you were recruited by Arizona State.
Yeah,
so those,
I
are
mean,
some of the guys.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, you know, I actually have buddies from back home that came down and playing at some local JC, and you know, some other friends that go to Arizona State. So it's been a lot of fun since I've been down here, and you know, just being able to enjoy it with your family and friends is what it's all about.
Has your family been out here to see?
Yeah,
you?
My dad came down with some of my aunts, and then his brother and family lives down here, and I got, you know, a lot of second parents and Little League coaches and people. You know, I got probably 8 or 9 people at the game today that have watched me play since I've, you know, been 9 years old. So it's pretty special to come out here and be able to play in front of those people that haven't seen you play professionally yet. So,
yeah, I guess it's hard to feel away from home when you got crowds like that.
You know, it's funny, man. As you know, my guy, big guy over there, played with his kid. He's coached me since I was 9 years old, and threw BP to me every workout. You know, that I did with scouts for, you know, pro workouts in high school. Threw BP to me, knows, you know, best BP hitter or pitcher I've ever had. And, you know, he's never seen me play professionally. He came to the game late yesterday, saw my, you know, first at bat he saw, I ended up hitting a home run. So that was pretty cool, man. But, you know, for the most part, when I've had family and friends at the game, I haven't played as well. So we try and keep him away from the park a little bit. So
he tossed your bat a few times, and I think that had anything to do with it.
You know, dude, it's... It's been a long season, man. You get down here and, you know, use a different pine tar or, you know, just that one pitch where, you know, you lose focus halfway through your swing, whatever it is, you know, that bat just goes flying. It's happened 3 times in the last 2 games, so it's been a good laugh in the dugout at the clubhouse.
So Fernando Martinez was the youngin last year here, and I talked to him. He said his nickname from his teammates was Pequeño and Junior. Do you have any nicknames here?
No nicknames. I mean, guys give me a hard time, but, you know, I usually, for me, it's been, you know, I've been able to develop a lot of good relationships with guys. You know, you're going to be playing against at higher levels and hopefully, you know, someday in the big leagues. So, you know, I feel like these guys, you know, have accepted me at, you know, at my age and been able to, you know, I've been able to enjoy my time with them on and off the field, and, you know, obviously being older and being able to go out and do all that kind of thing, you know, I still get to have some good times with them, barbecuing and hanging out and just enjoying, you know, Arizona and the weather and stuff like that.
So, yeah. What have you learned just about the life of being a professional baseball player from these guys?
You know, man, it's, you know, you got to take it one day at a time, because this is the dream, man. And you look up and you see the little kid around, and, you know, you think back to the days where it was just a dream of, you know, coming out here and being able to play. And so it's, you know, I mean, even having hecklers like that, you know, it's all part of it, man. You get to be able to just experience it for what it is, and, you know, cherish every day that you're out here, man, because, you know, life's crazy and you never know when it's going to end. So
a couple more, then I'll let you talk to the hecklers. What stats do you look at, if any, to judge your performance?
I mean, you know, you got your general stats that, you know, they look at as a hitter. One thing, I guess, down here that I've really not over, you know, concentrated on, but something I'm conscious of is, you know, you're at bats against lefties, and for me that's been a big learning experience, is facing upper-level pitching from the left-handed side, seeing guys that, have different windups, have, you know, hitches, you know, things that they use to their advantage, you know, slide steps, things like that, that you don't really see as much at the lower level. So that's been a big experience for me. And, you know, as a stat, you know, you look at how you're doing against lefties, because the lefty-lefty matchup is something, you know, you want to be able to handle. And I think other than that, the other thing that I've defensively, you know, that was a big thing for me. I made 16 errors in a full season, and that's ridiculous for playing the outfield. But down here, it's been a little bit better. I've learned a lot, been able to get some good work in and some good coaching. And, you know, other than that, just hitting with guys on base, the other thing too, that, you know, I don't feel like I've done as well as I could have. And, you know, those are just things that you learn, how pitchers are pitching to you in those situations, and it's something I'm still learning. And I'm still, you know, every at bat I got to go out there and, you know, take a lesson from it, and, you know, mental note of how guys are doing it, because it's going to happen all the way up the chain. So.
Speaking of defense, does it bother you at all when people talk more about your body type than your overall athleticism as a defender?
You know, it's I don't take offense to it, man. You know, my body is what it is, and I know what I can do. I know where I need to be, and, you know, it's something that, for me, you know, it's something I got to focus on and, you know, take very seriously. And, you know, I worked really hard this season to lose, you know, lose weight when, you know, I told myself I was going to come into spring training a lot less than I did. So, I mean, for me, you know, it's motivation. It's not something I take offense to. And, you know, you're always going to have critics and people that are going to find weaknesses in your game. But, you know, you just go out there and you compete and you do what you do. And, you know, when that off season hits and, you know, a week, that's when you really start to concentrate on those things. And for me, you know, for my first off season, I learned, you know, just a lot about taking care of yourself and, you know, proper conditioning and how much rest you really need before you start working out and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's been a good learning experience with the critics and, you know, what people say, you know, God, you know, he can hit, but he can't do anything else. And, you know, you go in every day and you just try and improve those areas, you know, all around to make yourself a complete player. So.
Yeah, it's fun watching you take that extra base earlier.
Right? Yeah, so
when we talked last fall, you said you were going to give up eating contests and get down to 225.
Yeah.
How has that gone for you?
You know, I got down to 230 in the season. I've gained a little bit of weight since then, but, you know, it's the eating contest. I've seen some guys, I guess, that can, you know, they can put some plates away, and I know David Percy, he's a big boy. We hung out a lot during instructs and, you know, went out to dinner a lot, and, you know, me, him, and Ricky Romero would go out, and me and Percy would eat, you know, we'd eat Ricky under the table because he's a little guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I still got confidence in my ability as an eater, so, you know, it's something that I'm trying to keep away from and just, you know, focus on playing baseball and working out and doing that whole thing.